Praise God.
Amen.
The Bible says, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 through 2, I'll stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. Is there any other version apart from this one, KJV? Let me hear another version, probably which talks about a guard post.
I will stand at my guard post and station myself on the lookout tower. Mm-hmm. I will watch to see what he will say to me and what I should reply about my complaint.
Okay. So I have entitled my sermon, which says, hearing God's voice. So hearing God's voice is just more or less like listening to God. And when I was in the world, I could hear Christians saying that I was speaking to God. I hear God. So I began to wonder that, how does it happen? I remember my younger sister at one point, she also wanted to learn how to hear God when we were very young. And then I told her to say that you hear God, when in actual fact, I didn't know about it. So I said, just be patient, you hear God. Then I went behind the house, and then I shouted, and then I went to her and said, did you hear God? And she said, oh yes, I heard God. And that time we were kids. So what I'm trying to say is this: Habakkuk also wanted to hear God. But I just learned from one American teacher about hearing God's voice. He said there are 4 points on how to hear God, but we are not saying that these are the only ones. No, that is according to what he received from God. Number one, it's stillness. Then number two, vision. Number three, spontaneity. Then number four, journaling or writing. Journaling, this is where you write what you have, and then you write out what God has revealed. It's a two-way thing. It's between you and God. So I'll start with stillness. So don't move. We are still in Habakkuk chapter 2.
Stay still, don't move.
Yeah. So Habakkuk positioned himself in a way to be still. Right? He said, I'll stand upon my watch or guard post. So in other words, he was still. How does this come about? Many other times, let's say, you want to pray, and then all of a sudden you begin to hear maybe other things coming in your mind. Or let's say, as we are worshiping, then all my mind is with my family. Oh, baby, now I'm back. Meanwhile, we are worshiping, which means my mind is not still, because we are in worship. So in other words, your thoughts, your emotions, they have to be on a standstill and tuned to what you are worshiping or the songs that you are singing. So in other words, the focus has to be on the things of God. So Habakkuk is giving us an example where he set himself at the guard post. David also says that be still and know that God is God, is God. In other words, like I said, that emotions, thoughts, these are the things that are bringing distractions. As a result, it becomes almost impossible to be still. The other thing is, you have to make sure that you go to a quiet place. Maybe by the rivers, in your home, or at night when everybody is asleep. You quiet yourself. Sometimes you may even tune to a worship song. You begin to follow a worship song like that. And then God will be closer to you to hear what... Sorry, what I'm trying to say is this. As you quiet yourself, you need to be very sensitive. Because what it is as you are still, devil is also attentive to put in his thoughts. So that's why it's very, very important that you are in the presence of God. Sometimes you may start with singing a chorus. Like some of us who don't know how to sing, sometimes I just go to YouTube and then I click on Chris Tomlin and I follow what he's singing, that is on worship, things like that. And that's where you begin to flow. You find that once you feel being taken, now you begin to pray. And God will begin to put in the feelings, the impressions in your mind. And when you begin to receive that, don't doubt. Don't doubt. Because if you begin to doubt, you will never hear God's voice. And you have to ensure that you've got a piece of paper to write. In most cases, when I'm praying, I quiet myself. I take a clipboard, a pen, and a paper. Whatever comes, I write down. And this order of hearing God's voice, we are not saying that you have to make sure that you begin with stillness, then vision, spontaneous. No, no, no. Sometimes you may begin with journaling. Even as we are in here, some of you may receive a word from God. You write it down, you begin from that way. Others may see visions. Now you may ask to say that, how do we see a vision? This man of God says that a man is made up of two hemispheres of the brain. There is what they call right hemisphere and left hemisphere. So he said that the left brainers, in most cases, they don't see visions. But the right brainers, in most cases, see visions. I'm not teaching science, just one way of helping. So the right brainers, it's more or less like the way we write. There are some people who use right hand, just like the way I do. Others may use left hand. So even the brain, sometimes that's how it behaves. You may be left-handed. You may be a left brainer. You may be a right brainer. So your prayer to God is to make sure that you are neutral. That's the cardinal point. Otherwise, you find that you'll be hearing others saying that, as I was praying, I saw. But you begin to wonder that, how did they see? How did he hear God's voice? So the issue is to do with the position of your brain, whether you are a right or you are a right. In most cases, the left brainers, they are very logic. A revelation may come, they may try to dispute. But we are not saying that you should just be a left brain and so forth. No, no, no. The Holy Spirit will be able to help us so that we have to see and then we have to hear. So number one, stillness, you have to go to a quiet place. Make sure that your emotion and your thoughts are still. And then you concentrate. There is a prophet in the Bible. There was more or less like a whole war coming about to happen. And now he said, no. Give me the instrument. And then they began to pray. And then he saw a revelation just like that. So number one, stillness. We have to still our thoughts and our emotions. Without that, we begin to hear from our own. Then the second one is vision. Verse 2, and the Lord answered me, write the vision. So Habakkuk began to see in the realm of the spirit. This is very, very true. There is also another servant of God in the book of Revelation, we know of John, the Apostle John, when he was at the island of Patmos. The Bible says that he went when he was in the spirit. So which means before that he wasn't in the spirit. So in the same way as you steal yourself now, you are engaging yourself to be in the spirit. What we've got to know is that man is also a spirit. And God is a spirit. And that will be the only way we can connect with God, by being in the spirit. And if you go to that book in the Revelation, it says that as he was now in the spirit, he heard Jesus talking to him, and then he was asked to write down. So that's how even these men of God, prophets and so forth, came up with the word of God. They saw it, and then they began to write. So vision is also part of hearing God's voice. It's a factor, actually. The Bible says that as you pray, in Hebrews 12, we are asked to look upon Jesus. When we are praying and you begin to look unto other things, you begin to receive flow from those things. Remember, in the first place, I was saying that as you quiet yourself, even the devil also wants to communicate to you. So once you are shifted, you begin to receive revelation from the devil. For me to reach up to this far, I'm telling you, I've been speaking to myself that I've really prayed a lot here. Because it's not easy to leave behind your wife. Okay? Devil has been trying to put temptations, what and what, so forth, even on internet. But I pray, and I hear God is saying that, be still, worship me. So it's like whenever those pictures try to come, I feel hurt. Was I attentive and receptive to hear what God is communicating to me? Daniel also in the Bible is a very good example. He says that I kept looking until I saw the vision. That is a very powerful servant of God that inspires me. At one point when I was going through Daniel, he was saying that he vowed that I will never defile my body. And I began to pray in that line. And God began to bless him. And if you read the book of Daniel, you find that he lasted for a long period of time because he was faithful. Of course, it's not easy to hear God's voice. It's a process. That's why it's very important you write. We'll come back to journaling. So how do you see the visions? Visions are in different forms. Visions are in different forms. Sometimes dreams. Everybody dreams. It is scientifically proven. It's just that when you wake up and don't think about it, maybe after 5 minutes, then you forget. So in most cases, others are communicated through the dreams. Even the devil also communicates through the dreams. Some people that worship devil are also given powers. They saw in the dream. He is communicating to them. And even us as children of God, we expect God to communicate to us in that way. I can give an example. Before I came here, I spent time seeking the mind of God, praying for this trip. Then I said, I need to go into prayer and fasting for 3 days without food, without water. And then my wife said, no, honey, it has been too much. I said, I have to go. So I began to pray over prayer and fasting before I engaged. Then in the dream, I saw the angel. He came and touched my mouth like he fed me something. Then I woke up and I began to pray. Then the following day I began prayer and fasting. I didn't struggle as such, but the first 6 hours was a little bit difficult. And I was surprised. My wife was cooking nice food. I said, this lady, how come when I want to fast, that's when she prepares nice food? But I endured. The second day, it was good, although I struggled, but a day and over, it was all good. The third day, I felt like going on. Then all of a sudden, the neighbors, I'm reminded of the one another moment where Pastor Mark brought in the word contagious. They began to pray also, and there was revival, I can assure you. And they said, we really appreciate for what the pastor has done. We haven't been praying like this. And they began to sing. So I came to believe that God was really involved in it. I heard his voice. I saw the vision. But we are not saying that you go into prayer and fasting. No. You've got to hear what God is saying. And after all, fasting is not a commandment. So in order to see, we must begin to look. We position ourselves. We quiet ourselves. And don't doubt that this is God. Then the third is spontaneity. Spontaneity, this is whereby you're already in the presence of God. Then all of a sudden a thought comes in your mind. Let's say you are just here and all of a sudden you leave us. Say, no. I've heard this one. God is telling you to pray for this one. Just begin to pray. Sometimes people that can attest with what I'm saying, people that drive, I believe all of you drive here. There is concentration once you are on the Lord. It means your thoughts, your emotions, they're on a standstill. All of a sudden, you just feel like singing a song. Carry on with that. God is communicating with you. Sometimes, devil also may try to bring thoughts, but you need to rebuke that thought from the pit of hell. Remember when Jesus, after he finished prayer and fasting, the Bible says that he was taken by the Spirit. So as you want to hear the voice of God, it is the Spirit that will take you in the realm of the Spirit. That's why he was able to cast out the devil. He saw carnal. He also wants to put in the thoughts. He began to quote the scriptures. It is written. It is written and so forth. Until
he left. So, spontaneity, I said, there are things, there are thoughts, there are emotion, impressions, feelings that come all of a sudden in our minds. And of course, they'll give you peace. In Hebrew, they call it paga, meaning intersecting. You are driving or you are taking a bath. All of a sudden, a song comes. Sing that song, even if you don't know how to sing like me. Just sing it. You are with God. I remember at one time when we received a bad letter, so to say. Then all of a song, all of a sudden, I was reminded by the Holy Spirit a song that Aunt Edrings plays a lot. So it was coming cup. So I began to follow it. And then I knelt down and I began to pray. And all of a sudden I felt peace. Right? So this way, children of God, you enjoy the presence of God. Hearing God's voice will make you to be faithful in your prayer life. Because number one, doubt and belief will never be part of your life. Of course, a lot of Christians, if not some, they've got a tendency of unbelief, doubt. For the past few weeks, I've been praying for a certain family. So when they called me, I just confronted them. Too much suspicions. You are believers. Why do you magnify devil in the name of all that is that which? Look what he's doing. You are magnifying. So which means your prayers won't be effective as you pray. Somehow you are convinced yourself to say that obviously again an attack will come. I say, change the way you see. You look at your grandson. He is a child of God. And then we began to pray. And then she failed because we prayed for a period of time. And then we were stopping here and there just like that. So I felt in my spirit to say that, please stop talking too much about the devil, Satanism, and so forth. They have got no power. Believe in the power of God. Love your child. So through that, as you'll be praying for people, it will be very easy to discern, because God will be always revealing to you how to pray and how to help out people. So spontaneity, that is number three. It's a chance encounter. Sometimes they say that there is what we call spirit level communication. This is to do with the spontaneity. So spirit level communication is like this. I'm not trying to complicate things. You do it and you know it. Here you are. You're just here. Now all of a sudden a name comes and you just feel like, who's this one? Dan is coming. Now all of a sudden Dan comes in. How did you come? So which means you are in the realm of the spirit. So now that person comes and then you say, you know what? I was thinking about you. No, it's not thinking. You are in the spirit and that person comes just like that. And that person was also communicating with you. So now we just meet. And God also does that through his angels. I remember one time, I think I will not mention the name. So I received a phone call. And I didn't expect to say, we've got a very big problem. So I said, okay, let's trust God together. And that time I was preparing for lunch. Because I spent some time praying here and there. There is this side, it's very nice to pray. So after I prayed, then I went into the pantry. As I was about to start preparing some food, this lady phones me. So I said, let's pray.
So as I was praying, we prayed. So I said, I feel good. I said, praise God. God has healed you. So as I turned, only to see somebody has brought lunch for me. So God also communicates through people, right? He communicates through people. He wanted to do something. Now, all of a sudden, somebody comes on the scene to help out. And I've seen a lot of people, some, they say, had a breakdown. My vehicle broke down. So I was wondering, where will I get a spare wheel? Now, all of a sudden, somebody parks a vehicle and he helps you and he leaves. You want to appreciate he's gone. So God does that. He communicates through us. Spirit level communication. As we begin to learn about this, we begin to long, surely God will begin to communicate. Jesus is saying that my sheep hears my voice and they know my voice. That's what God wants. That's the goodness about Christianity, who communicate with God. Other religions, their founders are dead. I don't know whom they communicate to other than the devil. So as Jesus is risen, Jesus is alive. In the book of John chapter 17, I remember when I was getting along with Pastor Mark, I used to ask him a lot of questions. So my wife said, this man, it's like, he really loves you. Each time you ask him, he answers you. Anyway, there were some issues to the church where we are going to. So he said, but how come he's very fun? He helps you a lot. And it was on prayer. So he gave me John chapter 17. He said, this is the greatest prayer. So from that time, I begin to value it up to this time. And again, Jesus, from the same chapter of 17, he says, this is the eternal life I give them, that they know God. God wants us to know him through hearing his voice. And I can assure you that even people, I was listening to a young man who was preaching, teaching on the hearing God's voice. I'm not trying to criticize, but I can assure you, even people that are not born again, that are unbeliever, they also hear God. Let me clarify my point. Somebody who gives his life, he will tell you that God spoke to me, that surrender your life. Okay? So that is the one way we can acknowledge that even heathens, they hear God. How come you are building, all of a sudden a heathen brings a check? It's God. Okay? It's God. I was reading from the book of Nehemiah. When he was building, a king was moved, Silas, and he supported the project that I'm going to build the house of the Lord. The Bible says that God holds the heart of a king. And he takes it wherever he wills, because the heart is in his hands. Even those that are not born again, their hearts are in the hands of God. So he says, go and bless Amazing Grace. They have to do it. So they also hear God. But God wants us, as children of God, to be hearing his voice so that he keeps on telling us what to do. And we walk in his will. Amen? Let's go to the last point. Generating. Sorry. Generating, that is writing out of your prayers and God's answers. Let me just help somebody. What are you supposed to do? Let's say you say,
I want to spend 1 hour in prayers. Get a piece of paper, child of God. Get a pen. Write down what you are going to be praying for. Okay? You say, oh, I want to pray for this. You write prayer one. I want to pray for this. Just like that. So as you begin to pray like that, you say, point one, I'm praying about salvation in Aspen Spring. As you be praying, God will begin to review. He may give you some specific areas. You say, ah, this is coming from God just right. He reviews. Maybe he gives you two people. Take them down. You begin to pray like that. Then God will begin to review. And then you begin to journal. You write down just like that. And that's how, like I said, the prophets and the psalmists, that's how they came up with the Bible. They were inspired by the Holy Spirit through that. Now, how will I know that what I'm writing is coming from God or the devil? That's a question. Like I said, as you love people, you've got our pastor here, and find, for those that are married, you can use your spouse as number one, then probably your pastor, and another mature, spirit-filled person or child of God. You show them that what you think about this, what you have written, before you act upon them. Okay? So as they go through, obviously they will pray, God would already reviewed through them to say that this is of God. So don't just write and you say, ah, God has spoken to me. He's God. And then you act. No. Bring it to, take it, your spouse. And the three, they say that in the multitude of what? Counselors? There is what? Wisdom. Amen. So you take, would you please just go through and get back to me what you feel about what I've written? So as they go through, they say, I think this is God. Okay? Then you wait for others. And if they confirm, just know that really it is coming from God. But if they say, no, I think this is coming from you, don't argue about it. Because one, you value them as your spiritual advisors or counselors. Just hear like that. Begin to pray over it. That's how it goes. Before I came here, when I was praying, God revealed to me to say that you leave this church. He showed me in a vision. I was leaving. Then I began to pray over it. I shared with my wife. She said, I think that's what God is telling you. Remember when you went to Zimbabwe, a young man, a dynamite young man, prayer warrior. Then he spoke in the multitude. He said, he reviewed it. So I said, this is your prophet. I said, okay. So when we went back home, I spent time praying and so forth. So when God reviewed it to me, I shared it again with my wife. So she said, this is what God is telling you. So as I prayed, I asked God, that, okay, God, would you please bring it as a confirmation through people that are filled with the Spirit of God. Then as I was seated, a young man knocked at the door that had mentored in the Word of God. So that time I wasn't feeling well. So he said, oh, Pastor, the Lord has brought me. I've got a word for you. So a young man began to bring out. So I just looked at my wife and I didn't tell the young man. So I said, this is what God has told me. So I said, praise God. So that way, again, we use that as a confirmation if really is what God is telling us. So let's not be hasty to take it that this is what God has told me. I think we need to be sort of confidential before we have a confirmation from our spiritual counselors.
You say that I've got faith. Yes, faith is there, but again, we need to hear God. And when we hear God, faith will begin to build up in our lives. Because you'll be convinced. I was telling Pastor Mark that how come you leave cities like California, you come here, where we knock door to door and people, they slam doors and they don't come to church. You say, yeah, that's what God told me. So he has faith. You cannot remove him because he had it, right? He had it. And he comes up with a very good ministry. So God is confirming. So to say that I am into it, stay here. You know the story about, I'm not going there, I'm winding up. The story about, who's this one? Jonah. He heard the voice. He ignored. So that's where the problem is. Once you hear, and then you take some deliberate moves, just know that it won't be well with you. And I began to understand that even if he went the other way around, but it was hard for Jonah. It's more or less like you are being sent to go to Iran or North Korea to preach the word. That's how it was to Jonah. He tried to ignore, but he heard the voice. So hearing God's voice will make us to enjoy our Christianity. Who make us grow in the Lord. Our prayer life will never be the same. They'll call you, oh, would you come and pray for us? Before you even start, God reveals to you that these are sinners. Don't pray, just repent. So God will be able to direct you. You go to the other places. Before you pray, God says, these just needs encouragement. Just like that. So, let's just go through the whole points of hearing God's voice. So, hearing God's voice, number one is stillness. Number two, vision. Number three, spontaneity. Number four, genuine. So, there is no order of taking these points to hearing God's voice. I said sometimes you may start with generating. You begin like that. So there is no order. But what is important is to follow those four keys. Praise the Lord. If God may review five more, just email it to me when I'm in Zambia. Amen. Glory be to God. So I'll end here. So praise, I want to encourage you that what will make you to be hearing God's voice, stick to the word of God. It has to conform to the word of God. Once it contradicts the word of God, that's not God. God's voice will bring peace. Elijah says, I heard it as a still small voice. Sometimes it will come as impressions, feelings. You see it in the visions, just like that. Jesus says that my sheep hears my voice and they know me. So we know Jesus. The Bible says that he is Emmanuel, he is with us. Why should we fail to hear his voice when he is with us? So let's begin to long, like Habakkuk, where he went to a quiet place and God revealed to him. So even as God is able to do it more abundantly, exceedingly. So let's not forget getting ourselves to know more about the word of God. That is a key factor. So I end here. Thank you very much. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You're welcome.